Welcome back, Changemakers. I've just finished listening to a great audiobook called The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy, and it reminded me of the power of consistency when it comes to career progression. So stick with me for the next few minutes. I'm going to break that down and show you how you can use this to your advantage as you develop your career. And if you stick with me till the end, I'm going to share a formula that will guarantee exponential growth in every area of your life, and especially in your career. So let's get started. So do you listen to audiobooks? I love audiobooks. I've always thought of them as my mobile university. Whether I'm in the car or off on a walk, I love listening in to whatever's out there right now. And being a huge pragmatist, I can always find use for the latest thing that I'm listening to. Audiobooks can help in every area of your career, whether that's acquiring some people skills, learning how to influence others, or how to just build great relationships. They can show you how to put great teams together and manage them effectively. They can help you with your thinking, whether that's how to put a strategy together or how to communicate that strategy to others. And they can also help you with your habits, the things that you do on a day-to-day basis as you continue to build your career. So as I said, I've just been listening to The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy, who's the former editor of Success Magazine. So he knows a thing or two when it comes to how to build sustainable success, however you define it. So let's start with the education that we need to build our careers. Now, you may go down the formal route, go and acquire yourself an MBA or some business skills, or maybe you're going to specialize in an area that you absolutely love and build a career in that field. Or maybe you prefer the university of life. Maybe it's not about the academics, it's about building the skills and building the mindset that's going to help you succeed. And that's where audiobooks, that's where reading comes into effect. I love the saying, leaders are readers, because we just haven't got time to learn everything that we need just from experience. If we can tap into the skills of other people and effectively create a whole range of mentors through their writing, then we can accelerate our career development. But the second aspect I want you to consider outside of education is the opportunities that we choose. Because this video is really all about all of the little choices that we make along the way. And what I would say in summary when it comes to opportunities is don't always chase the money. You know, one of the things that many of the people that I coach ask me is, this opportunity here is going to pay me 10% more. Is that a good idea? And on the face of it, 10% extra income is always a good idea, I suppose, but not at the expense of stunting our learning. You see, I'd far prefer an opportunity that was going to help me develop some new skills, was going to introduce new experiences into my life, was going to introduce me to some great mentors, people who've been there and done it already and are a few steps ahead of me in their career, so that I can learn from them. Darren Hardy, for example, cites Jim Rohn as one of his mentors, and I love the writings of Jim Rohn, and I've heard him speak several times too. So choose your mentors wisely. Choose your opportunities wisely. If you can get some time with a mentor, that's worth more than any 10% raise. You see, sometimes we have to take one step back to take two forward. But more often than not, what may look like a step back is actually just a step sideways. It's an opportunity to grow and develop and acquire new skills, maybe, that are going to take us forward at an accelerated rate. What we need to have is a long-term mindset, and it's quite difficult to see looking forward whether something is going to deliver everything that you hope. In hindsight, as we look back, we can see how things have developed. So what's more important is, rather than minutely analyzing every single little step as you move forward, think about, what are your principles? What are you looking to do? Are you looking to learn and develop and grow? If there's any indication that the next opportunity will give you that, that's all the information that you need right now to move forward confidently. You see, the reality is, we all have plenty of time. There's plenty of opportunities and time ahead of you to get everything that you need and to build your career sustainably. So as you seek your next career opportunities, think more about fulfillment and contribution and development, rather than, is this going to give me a little more money? So let me share with you a quick formula that I think will accelerate every aspect of your life And it's this: our choices over time equals the life that we're going to live. So the compound effect that Darren Hardy talks about, it's the little choices that we make day after day after day that compound over time. So if every day we're looking to grow our mindset, grow our skills, grow our experience, grow ourselves through the conversations we have with our mentors, then over time that will compound and we will become someone that's of real value. When you're that person, the person that you need to become, that's when life will offer you all the choices you ever wanted. So it's choices over time that deliver the outcomes that we want in life. So, what choices are you making right now? What's ahead of you? Share them in the comments below and I'll get back to you. But here's one quick choice. You can choose to subscribe to this channel and come back every week and learn a little more on your journey towards the career you've always dreamed of. I hope you've enjoyed that one. I'll see you again here next week. Have a great time.